This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long at 5:45. Steve Geller will join us for our triple option feature. A little after 5:20 from Odyssey Sports. He'll be on weekly here on Tuesday. Stink himself, Mark Slareff, will join us. Watch him. He calls games for Fox Sports, and he's on the crew, I think, with Chris Myers and Jen Hale. And so I think they're doing Carolina Jacksonville this week, if I can remember. Thursday when we had Jen on, she spoke about that would be the game. So we'll talk to him about that along with the Saints all across the NFL. And Charlie, Bobby and I spoke about this last night. It opened up LSU a 37.5 point favorite over Louisiana Tech,
yep,
who really struggled game one against Southeastern. They got some points in the second half, had some long drives and scored a couple, and then they got a defensive score. But they really struggled here. I think for game two, coming off the win against Clemson, you've got to be able to play your offensive line as a group because they have not seen a lot of work together. Did play as a group in one game, but you want them ready for what's going to happen down the road when you're going to play Florida in Tiger Stadium, and Ole Miss on the road. So I think it's important for that offensive line group to get some work together. And the other part about a game like this, young players who are going to be either role players, special teams guys. My thing to them is, hey, you want to play at this level? Show me you can. Get on the field and make some plays. Get on the field and do your job. Show me that you understand what to do all the time. Because I'm not going to play you if you know what to do 50 or 60 or 70% of the time. I want you to show me that you understand what to do all the time. And so for the younger players on this team, if it's freshmen, redshirt freshmen, maybe getting some of those young offensive linemen some work along that offensive line, because eventually you know what's going to happen. I hate to say it. You're going to have to play them. There's going to be an injury, and you're going to have to play some of those guys during the season at some point. So I think a game for Tech, and who has struggled the last couple years. I know Coach Holtz caught a lot of flack, but he won there, and they decided to make the move and change. And it hasn't been as successful, certainly, as we've seen in the past. But I think for this game, getting your starting offensive line more work up front as a unit and young players, get out there and play. Show me you can play. And then maybe we get you a spot somewhere. Maybe you more than a special teams guy, more than a role player. But prove it to me. You know what to do. And there are always exceptions to the rule. Some guys can do it in practice. You put them on a field with the lights on, they can't do squat. They freeze under the lights. And you got some guys, and it's a small portion, but there are guys like that. They practice. It's an average, above average. You put them in a game, and it clicks. Man, they know what to do. I want to see that from young players, knowing what to do when I put you in there and not half the time or three quarters of the time, all the time.
Kelly kind of talked about the players that show up under the bright lights versus, you know, maybe being so-so in practice. And he kind of highlighted Aaron Anderson in that statement, saying the ultimate playmaker that he is. But Mike, 37 and a half points. I'm back and forth. We're going to be doing pick six every single Thursday. If we're going to even be doing this game, kind of figure it out at the end. If we're going to do two college football games, maybe stretch it to three. Tulane's like 9.5 point favorites against South Al this weekend. So, but LSU 37 and a half point favorites against La Tech. I think that basically tells you everything that, like you said, this is going to be a game where LSU should be able to take care of business and maybe even get some of those young players in and get them some playing time early on against a D1 opponent.
Yeah, I think offensive line play for me would be the concern, because you have it. Those guys, those five and six guys that you're going to rotate, they haven't played as a group together other than the Clemson game. Okay, practice is practice. You got to understand, there's a big difference between practice and game day. And that's why I think getting them some work, that first team unit, and hopefully we'll see a lot of Michael Van Buren at quarterback.
Right.
Because, you know, you don't want Nuss playing late in the third quarter in this game. You would like to have him get some reps. You get some points on the board and then give Van Buren an opportunity here to play. And we saw Mike last year at Mississippi State. He's a different style quarterback than Garrett Nussmeier. Totally, totally different guy. Kind of a shortcut guy. He's got a really strong arm. Man, he can run now. He can move out of that pocket. And he gives you other dimensions that Nussmeier, from a running standpoint, doesn't necessarily have. Now, he's not nearly as accurate throwing the football. That's a key. So I want to see, is he a gamer? Is he a guy, I put him in a game, and he can accurately throw the football downfield? So I think that's what's important in games like this against Louisiana Tech. You want to be confident, but just like Coach Summerall say, okay, you don't want to be full of yourself after beating Clemson. You want to come out there, show some physicality, show some speed, show some aggressiveness, and don't make mistakes, because you know what's happening down the road when you're going to play Florida and you're going to play Ole Miss. Totally different situation than playing Louisiana Tech. That's it for our segment here. When we return, we'll have with us Odyssey insider and works for Fox Sports, Mark Schlereff, will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, and we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Mark, we haven't talked to you since the deal happened. Your thoughts on Michael Parsons going from Dallas to Green Bay? I know one thing. We were doing a casino show that Thursday night. Man, everybody was almost racing to put some money on the Packers or a little bit more money on them. That gives them a dimension now. Boy, him and Rashawn Gary on the edges. And Jerry can say what he wants. Cowboys, they aren't as good a team today as they were a week ago with Micah.
Well, certainly not. Micah's pretty amazing. And like you look at his ability to not, I mean, he's a premier pass rusher, you know, and people will say, well, he was a liability in the run game. Okay, so what? I thought Dallas made a huge mistake when they moved him off the ball linebacker to a strictly on the ball player. I thought that was a mistake. I thought he was more, just harder to contend with when, you know, you walk up the line of scrimmage and you have to sit there and say, okay, wait a minute now. Is he a defensive end? Is he an outside linebacker? Is he a middle linebacker? Like, where is this guy? What is he doing? And how are we going to contend with him? And then it brings multiple people into protection schemes. You know, like, hey, man, if you walk up other guys, you might have to get him one-on-one with a running back. Well, that's a complete and total disadvantage for you. So I thought, you know, moving him to defensive end was a mistake. But this is a guy that's got 12-plus sacks every year of his career. The only other guy to do that was one, Reggie White. And let me just tell you, if your name is in the same context as Reggie White, you've done something exceptionally well in your life. So I just think the Dallas Cowboys are foolish. And, you know, I think this does not play well in a locker room setting when, you know, you become a superstar and within your first 3 years of your rookie deal, after year three, when you officially can negotiate, you renegotiate those guys. And the fact that Dallas just shuffles their feet and doesn't do it, and Jerry Jones is more about, you know, the sizzle than he is the steak when it comes to that kind of stuff. They just lost one of the premier pass rushers in the National Football League.
This puts a lot of pressure, too, on Jordan Love. Hey, you got to get it done, kiddo. You've shown potential, but potential means that you haven't done it on a consistent basis. When you look at that division, with the Lions, they certainly have stability with Jared Goff. The other teams, okay, we're still waiting to see exactly what we're going to get with Caleb Williams. J.J. McCarthy is going to start his first NFL regular season game. Jordan Love now has got a lot more pressure on his back, that kind of between his ears, because I think Micah certainly helps you on defensively, but now the spotlight's going to be on you too, that you got to get it done in crucial situations, and especially late December and into January.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a ton of pressure on him, and rightfully so. You play quarterback, you get paid, you deserve a lot of pressure, and they've got a young offensive, talented offensive group, so you should be good. And, you know, you put Micah Parsons on that squad and, you know, and what he brings to that squad and the way they play defense, like that should be a stellar football team. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking before that trade happened, well, Packers probably second in the division, fighting with Minnesota behind Detroit. But then all of a sudden that move gets made and you're like, man, they should be the favorite in that division. Now, here's the big question. Obviously, Jordan Love had the thumb injury on his non-throwing hand that he's going to play with. They had to have surgery on that. Like, ball security becomes a big issue in the first 5 or 6 weeks, because anytime you have an injury like that, there's always going to be, like, once it gets hit, man, that stuff, I don't care how well you pad it up, it hurts. And, you know, and the ball security aspect of that is going to be a big question mark for me, because guys are going to be swiping at it, you know. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how he plays that way. But it is time. Like, he's had these brilliant stretches of 2 years ago, that last 9 games, he's playing better than anybody in football. And then last year, just a little bit of regression. He had some injury issues early in the season. I think those things haunted him a little bit throughout the season. So it'll be really interesting to watch Jordan Love and his progression going forward.
Mark, with the Saints, got a lot of new pieces, especially on the offensive side of the football. You saw it in Denver, other than the Peyton Manning experience. They brought in different guys to take over the most important position on the field. It didn't work out. The one thing with Sean Payton, and he was very confident in Bo Nix now, that he could handle the pressure of starting at his rookie season. I thought, after some early season struggles, Bo settled down, did a really good job for him. Now the Saints have this situation. Spencer Rattler gets the starting nod. But after seeing what you've seen, and you've played on teams that have the young quarterbacks, a lot of times because of the position, they want you, you know, you feel a little bit of pressure inside of you to make every play work. And a lot of times, and I've heard even Peyton say this, sometimes the best pass is an incomplete and, you know, punt, and we get another shot at it. But for a young quarterback, he's trying to make a play and trying to make a big play every snap. And that sometimes is the big mistake.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is tough. And then it comes down to your play caller taking pressure off your young quarterback, making sure that he's got enough breather plays, you know, every quarter, whether it's, say, man, we want to give you 4 plays a quarter that you don't have to think. You just turn around and hand the ball off. You know, like, say, hey, this play is good against everything. We got 18 handoff force. It's good against any defense they give us. We're going to run it. You know, and so there are those plays, both in the run game and the pass game, you know, some of the screens and some of those things that are just like I said, breather plays. These are easy. You don't even have to think as a quarterback. And so let's say we're going to give you, you know, 4 or 5 a quarter. So we get somewhere between, you know, 12 and 15 of these breather plays over the course of a game. Like, those things are important for a play caller to establish, and to take some pressure off of your young quarterback, to give him enough opportunities to be successful. And then when I play with young quarterbacks, I would always say, hey, man, the only thing I need you really to do is keep us out of 3rd and 12. Like, just keep us out of those untenable situations. Keep us in 3rd down and 6 minus, and we're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Everybody's going to be fine. But, you know, you feel the weight of having a young quarterback behind you, because you want to be perfect. Everybody understands that I got to play really good to help support the young kid. So it's more than just the quarterback that thinks about it. It's the rest of the offense as well. So, you know, hey, man, it's 2nd down and, you know, an 8, and we didn't have a great run, and they drop you back to pass, and you don't like your first read, scramble for 4 yards and make it 3rd and 4, and we're going to be fine. Everything is open in those situations. So being in front of the chains, some of it's play calling, a lot of it's decision making and execution. And if you play it that way, a young guy can have success. So, and we've seen a ton of young guys have success and even thrive in the league here in recent years.
Inside of Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide for your financial and insurance needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, one of the things in watching Kelvin Banks Jr. in the preseason, I thought he did a really good job on third and what you would call the long plays, if it was 8 yards or more, handling his guy one-on-one in pass protection. I think that's the mark, because a lot of times, guys, if you, you know, playing that blind side of a quarterback for the most part and not having to always give him help, I thought Kelvin Banks Jr. did a good job, and it was his technique, his ability to bend his knees and get his arms out and kind of steer his guys to the outside. Now, again, it's preseason, and sometimes you aren't playing against someone else's ones, but that's the only way you can evaluate him now is what he did in preseason. I really think Banks will turn out to be a really good left tackle, because from what I've been able to see, on third and long, he's handled that pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, you always want those guys to be able to stand up and do that technically, being sound, right, and understanding. You know, as you continue to play, the understanding of the game will continue to grow. And you know, there are going to be some of those matchups where you're going to have to get him help. You're going to have to slide protection or use a tight end or a back over there as well. So there's going to be some of those things. But you want him to be able to hold up you know, to hold up when you have to have them hold up, right? When those situations become, hey, man, we're going to try to get five guys out in protection. And so, like, the ball's going to be gone pretty quickly, but we still need you to hold up. Like, those things are important. He was good coming out of Texas, I believe, is where he went. I remember studying him. Great movement skills. Like, yeah, so I'm with you on that. And ultimately, you know, Doug Nussmeier and the rest of that crew with Kellen Moore are going to have to do a good job of supporting him. But listen, man, coming out of school, he was the real deal. And I would expect him to be nothing short of that.
You know, Mark, I wanted to ask you about one of these other kind of intrigue teams. I know that Mike said that there's a lot of pressure on Jordan Love, and there is, but it feels like there's a lot of pressure on Kyler Murray this year. It's like a make or break year for him, the quarterback of the Cardinals. The number one pick from back in 2019, entering year 7 at the NFL, time kind of flies. He's played in one playoff game. He's got a 36-45-1 record over those 6 years at the NFL level. They locked down Trey McBride, one of the premier tight ends in the NFL. They're hoping for a year 2 leap of that top 5 pick in Marvin Harrison Jr. They've got some good offensive linemen. Mike has talked about Paris Johnson on here before and how he's going to be one of the premier left tackles by the end of the season. Just want to get your thoughts on this Arizona Cardinals squad, because it feels like the range of opinion is all over the place with them. They could be a surprise team, one of the teams that kind of comes out of nowhere to make the playoffs in the NFC, or just another kind of down year.
Yeah, I mean, they're the Cardinals still, right? So I just don't – like, I love Jonathan Gannon. He's a buddy of mine. And, you know, and the guys on that, I love their defensive coordinator – I love their OC. Like, those guys are buddies and they're good. I think my biggest issue with Kyler and this offense in general, because you mentioned Trey McBride is a beast. That guy is unbelievable. James Conner, their running back, is that dude's a full grown downhill runner. Like, that dude is, he'll tear you up. And so I love the way they're constructed that way. Pensing comes from, you know, the style of offense that he comes from, that West Coast Gary Kubiak style of offense. So I trust him and I believe in him. I think the issue that I get into is with Kyler Murray's desire to be a Sports Center highlight. And it's a criticism. And to no fault of his own, because he's always been so good at it and he's exceptional at it and it's awesome. And so, like, it's so much fun to watch, but boring in the NFL wins. And unfortunately, when you make a bunch of SportsCenter highlights and you play off schedule, ultimately what happens is there are more mistakes made than big plays. More games are lost than won with that style of football. And, like, when you play that way, I did a game right at, he had a game where I thought he was exceptional, like exceptional. And it was one of the most boring games I ever watched him play. And
I told him as much. Like, that was an he was like 20th, 26, you know, and probably had 200 yards passing, and they dominated the game. And I can't remember which game it was, but it was last year at some point. And I was like, dude, that was phenomenal. And, you know, you could sense that he was dissatisfied with it because he wasn't running the ball and he wasn't scrambling around. He wasn't making the dramatic play. And I don't like if that's how you grew up playing your whole life. And I don't know that that ever leaves you, right? Like, when things break down, you got to make decisions, to me, from the neck up more than the neck down. And then you can't make things break down when they're on schedule. Like, you can't leave a 5-yard completion to scramble around and see if you can make a 55-yard throw. Like, that ends up getting you in trouble. And that's where I think their offense falters, and then it puts more pressure on their defense.
Mark, you got Jacksonville, Carolina this week?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Bryce Young? Because, man, we saw just a crazy run last year. He looked god-awful early in the season. Then he got sat down, came back, looked like a different Bryce Young. So my thing is, okay, you like Sybil now. You got a lot of different personalities here out on the field. Not himself, because I think he's a really focused young man in life. But what are you expecting from Bryce Young and the Panthers this year?
Listen, man, I don't know. As I'm watching them, I don't know that they have, like, legitimately, they're one of the worst defenses in football. They get Derek Brown back, who's an outstanding player. But just watching their preseason games, I don't see a dynamic edge presence. I don't see a dynamic pass rusher. So that scares me a little bit, because Derek Brown's a tackling machine. He is a clogged line of scrimmage. But, you know, you don't get a lot of pass rush opportunities. There are a lot of wiggle from inside. So that's not what he, you know, that's not his biggest strength. So I'm just not real sure that they're going to create a lot of turnovers, create a lot of pressure on quarterbacks with their defense as it's currently constructed. And then as far as Bryce is concerned, listen, when they run that mid-zone game that they have, and they've got a really good one with Chuba Hubbard, and they set up the play action and set up his edge presence, you know, his waggles and his boots and some things off the edge, where they can move the pocket, get him inside, get him outside, do some of those things. He really started playing well toward the end of last season. I think there are some limitations with his size. And so I think you got to get him some of those stuff, you know, some of those things where you get half the field and you get him outside the numbers and give him, you know, a progression out there, a little flood out there with three guys, you know, that type of thing. But I'm really interested to see if he takes that next step and he can be one of those guys that continues to assimilate the offense, and it doesn't have to be outside the numbers, and it doesn't have to be like he can just dice you up from the pocket. So we'll see if that's the next progression for the Carolina Panthers, but it'll be interesting to watch them play. I think Jacksonville's a much improved football team. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a much improved quarterback.
I'll tell you a quick story about Brian Thomas Jr. He was a neophyte going into LSU as a football player. He had only played 2 years of high school football. He probably knew how to run two routes, and they were along the chalk. Hey, just throw it up, I'm going to go get it. So he comes to LSU. Man, they got a bucket load of receivers. So he really didn't see a lot of playing time. He saw a little bit toward the end of his sophomore year. But as a junior, now everybody's rotating coverage or double covering Malik Nabers. Jaden Daniels there. And Jaden told me this at the Manning camp. He said, I'm going to put it up, and Brian's going to get it. And that's exactly what he did. And, man, he's a big man with speed. And I was telling this to Charlie at the draft time. I wonder how he's going to progress in the NFL, because he was still learning how to run routes and everything else. And I watch him last year, and your jaw drops. Man, look at the progress of a guy that, as a junior, was just really starting to play football. And look at what he is today, the impact guy with his size, his speed, but he has learned how to run routes now. He is a dangerous man out on that football field.
He's a great player. And it was really interesting, too, watching him. Like, because on tape, like, he's one of those guys that is effortless. So you don't realize how much speed he has when you're watching him on tape. You know what I mean? Like, it just is. He's so smooth that you don't realize. And then you watch him run by dudes live on the football field, right? And you're like, oh, shoot, this guy is a lot faster than I thought he was. Like, you know, my initial impression was, oh, he's not that big and he's not that fast. And he is that big and he is that fast. And, yeah, then getting in and out of breaks and doing his thing, man, he was impressive last year. Really impressive.
And team him up with Hunter, and, man, they might have something there. Trevor's under some pressure, too, now. He's got the right coach. I think Cohen, he did a great job with Baker Mayfield, and I think they've got the right situation there. They've got to get some of those early-round picks, though, on defense to play up to where they picked them.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll see exactly how that pans out.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always enjoy when you're on with us. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Slareff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Come back. We'll have our triple option feature here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. I'll go first. It's being reported that former Saints second-round pick Isaiah Foskey, who plays a defensive end, outside linebacker, whatever, he is going to work out for the Bears this week and next week the Philadelphia Eagles. Steve, I'm going to tell you something. If somehow, some way, Vic Fangio turns him into a big-time player, I know Vic has cut a deal with the devil. because this is two different regimes now that have virtually got nothing out of him. Everybody wants to blame everything on Dennis Allen. But now, you know, Dennis Allen isn't here now. It's Brandon Staley's defense. He did virtually the exact same thing he did under Dennis Allen's defense. But it does tell me one thing. Howie Roseman with the Eagles had a high grade on him, that he would bring him in for a workout. But Isaiah Foskey, and we've talked about this before, early round picks, they are going to get numerous chances in this league. I understand him going to work out with the Bears. Dennis Allen, the connection there. But next week, if he doesn't sign with the Bears, he's going to Philly and will work out with Vic Fangio.
Man, the Eagles love former Saints players.
Unbelievable. But, hey, you get to get a lot of chances if you're an early-round pick. That bottom line, the second part is, Howie had a high grade on him that he would bring him in. That tells you the story right there.
Yeah, definitely haven't seen anything from Foskey his time here, but that was definitely the case with Zach Bond, too, and you saw what happened last season there. All of a sudden, turns into an all-pro.
Yeah. Again, if he does something with him – then, come on, he didn't cut a deal with somebody later on in life. Steve, go ahead.
My thing for triple option today, guys, looking at the NFL top 100 players as voted on by the players, the NFL Network releases this. This is the 15th season that they've put this list out, and the first time ever, guys, that there is not a single Saints player in the top 100 in this list. And I'm not going to meaning to call out Ladd McConkey here. He just happens to be number 100 on this top 100 list of players that have come out. And you can't tell me that Ladd McConkey is a better player than, say, DeMario Davis.
Say
Eric McCoy. Say Alvin Kamara. My three right there, guys.
No way. No way he's a better player.
I would take Ladd McConkey, though. I'm not going to lie. I like him as a player a lot. And I know that you're just kind of saying he's the final guy on the list.
Right.
But yeah. I'm a big DeMario Davis guy. I think he's still a top five linebacker in the NFL.
Career high in tackles last season.
He should have probably been on the list. And Alvin Kamara could have probably snuck on there too, but say like
McCoy.
McCoy's the best player on the team. But
and
you know,
he's not there?
Dude, I don't think offensive linemen really get respect in the top 100 in the first place, Mike. I think I saw Lane Johnson was like 23 or something like that. It's the best tackle in football, and he's at like in the 20s. So, you know. Take those lists with a grain of salt.
I always throw it in the trash.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I'm going with the AP Top 25 poll that came out today. Mike, you and I had talked a little bit about it earlier on. LSU jumping six spots to number three after taking down Clemson. And Tulane, not in the AP Top 25 poll, which we disagree with. We think that they should be there, but they're in the others receiving votes category. So hopefully they'll get in there soon enough. Wilson Alexander had a great stat, our friend from The Advocate, that LSU jumping to number three in the AP poll, the first time in the top five since the 2023 preseason, and its highest ranking, guys, since 2019.
That tells you all you need to know.
I think they got a good squad here, Mike D.
2019 was really special. Man, they were just loaded on offense when you think about Burrow, Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Clyde. They won the Joe Moore Award for the best offensive line in college football. But Joe... you know, all that revolved around Burrow and how good he was for LSU. And I'm not trying to compare Nussmeier to Joe. Joe's one of one, so to speak. And so is Jaden Daniels. Okay, he was a different guy than what Joe Burrow was. But goes to show, I think, the respect that LSU got in watching them go on the road and beat a very good Clemson team. A lot of people, oh, Clemson's overrated. No, LSU's that good. That good. But a lot of people had money on Clemson, so I get it. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTeglia, Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Thank Mark Slare for joining us in hour number two. More Sports Talk along the way here right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.